code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 3rd of September 2008. I always advise newcomers to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, where they can download lots of the previous talks that I've given on this very complex system we call reality. Also look into alanwattsentientsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up, written in the various languages of Europe. And talking about myself for a minute, I should remind people that you basically bring me to you through your donations or through buying the books that I have. Remember, there's a new one out there on the website. And you can also donate through PayPal or any other means, in fact. And that keeps me going. That makes sure that I keep coming back because I don't get paid for the shows I do. Now, the advertisers who advertise on these shows, that pays for the station and for the engineers and so on to keep going. That pays their wage checks and so on. But I personally don't get anything. And I've never asked money from any of the television or radio shows that I've done. I've never asked for money. So you bring me to yourselves, and I can keep going as long as you do so. Otherwise, I would have to get another job or just go off and take one of the three professions I can do and toddle off somewhere to some nice hot country where there's less bugs than there are here and enjoy myself while the whole world goes down the tubes. But I don't want to do that because, after all, we are in this mess together, and unfortunately this mess is spreading all over the world. It's designed to be a global system, which is turning into a global sewage system as far as I can see. Tonight I'm going to talk about the spraying in the skies that we see. At least some of us can see, those who have memory as well. It surprises people who wake up or who are awake to find out how different they are from other people. There's a shock there. You see, it isn't simply understanding what's happening and exposing the truth that matters. You have to break that impasse between your mind and their mind. And believe you me, those who are still under the spell of total conditioning are really under the spell. They can't understand where you're coming from, and it shocks you to find out that these people have never looked up in their entire lives. That really is a scary thing, because any creature who is not aware of its environment or changes in its environment means that something has happened to its survival mechanisms. Even in the country here, when you watch the foxes do their roots, they do the same roots every night, and you'll find their footprints in the snow. If a tree falls, these characters will stay off to the side, and you see where they've been walking around this thing, observing it before they'll pass on. That's survival instinct. We don't have that now. Most people don't have that. We've been trained to believe that everything has been taken care of by a big Santa Claus at the top, who comes out of a special womb, who has nothing but your best interests at heart. And that has been the trick from the dawn of ages. The only difference being they've perfected the system, and they've also been attacking the public for generations through inoculations and through massive scientifically induced propaganda and through the education system. They've actually made you come to believe that you are being well taken care of. They keep you as perpetual children who are supposed to never be involved in the direction that your life or your world is going. Leave it to the experts to say. And these characters at the top have a big agenda that does not take your interests at heart. It's a very ominous sign. Something wicked this way comes. And I'll be back with more of some of this wickedness after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
There we go.
We can make it right for the better. We can make it right, you and I.
Fact: over 61% of U.S. adults are either overweight or obese. If you are one of these adults, isn't it time for a change in your health? Need help? Tired of silly products that don't work? Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea. Natural, no caffeine. This tea goes straight to the problem, the colon. Works within hours, not months. Get healthy, lose weight, and here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com, that's getthetea.com, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Want health? Getthetea.com.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just before the show tonight, I went out the back door to look at these wonderful chemtrails. These are chemical trails that were floating from the north, going south. So they'll get it eventually in New York or Buffalo area, because the jet stream takes it down this way. And they were like helixes, all twisted initially. And other ones were like candy floss, as they call it in Britain, or candy cane, as they say in the United States, that someone had just stuck their fingers in and pulled across the sky in all these strands. Quite a fascinating sight to see. But these were laid by jets. And believe you me, condensation trails never ever looked like this in my entire life. And since water hasn't changed, then we can only presume that this is not water at all. It's chemicals, of course. And we've been getting this for 10 years, and the aircraft are getting lower now. Now that they know that no one really looks up much, they're getting bold enough to come lower and really dose us with this stuff, which, by the way, is killing off birds and other things too. I think it also kills off a lot of the frogs. But here's an article I'm going to read on this subject for those who are skeptical. And for those who really are skeptical, obviously they never look up, so I really think you should just forget these people, honestly. They're gone. They are gone. They won't believe it till the media tells them what they should be seeing for themselves. And if the media does not mention it, they won't think about it. They truly do believe the media is an extension of their reasoning for themselves. They think that's why it's in business. And Brzezinski talked about that, and he was quite correct. People have begun to believe the media is there to do the reasoning for them. This article here was published in two papers, I believe. One was for the Center for Research on Globalization, and the other one was Columbus Alive. The Columbus Alive one was 24th of January 2002, and the globalresearch.ca was 6th of March 2002. And it's about the chemtrails. It says, the debate surrounding the federal government's alleged weather modification experiments has landed in the U.S. Capitol thanks to Cleveland Democrat Dennis Kucinich. Representative Kucinich introduced the Space Preservation Act of 2001 on October the 2nd last year, seeking a permanent ban on the basing of weapons in space. Now, that's a dead one to start with because they've been doing the weapons in space stuff since at least the 60s. It says, the bill H.R. 2977 specifically outlaws a variety of weapons detailed in the December 6, 2001 Columbus Alive article, Stormy Weather, which exposed allegations of secret government aerial spraying activities. Kucinich's bill explicitly outlaws chemtrails. Alive asked Kucinich why he would introduce a bill banning so-called chemtrails when the U.S. government routinely denies such things exist and the U.S. Air Force has routinely called chemtrail sightings a hoax. The truth is there's an entire program in the Defense Department of Defense called, the title of this program is called Vision for 2020, that's developing these weapons, Kucinich responded. Kucinich said he plans to reintroduce a broader version of the bill later this month called Plasma, Electromagnetics, Sonic or Ultrasonic Weapons and Laser-Based Weapons Systems. These were amongst those banned by H.R. 2977. Two scientists working at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base informed Alive, this is the magazine, of the ongoing secret experiments, one involving weather modification and the other involving the creation of an aerial antenna using a barium stearate chemical trail. Now, we know the stuff, and I've had it analyzed, and so have others, is barium in these chemtrails that are coming down to the ground here. The scientists referred to the work of legendary inventor Nikola Tesla before Ronald Reagan's Strategic Defensive Initiative, or Star Wars, program. There was Tesla's vision of high-tech space-based warfare and weather modification. According to Tesla biographer Margaret Cheney, federal agents seized Tesla's papers after his death in 1943. At least one set of Tesla's papers had reached the Wright Field, now Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Cheney wrote. The Aeronautics Systems Division at Wright-Patterson admitted it had the Tesla papers but claimed they were destroyed. However, Tesla's dream is embodied in a glossy brochure titled Vision for 2020, released by the U.S. Space Command in 1998. The brochure states, the emerging synergy of space superiority with land, sea, and air superiority will lead to full spectrum dominance. Full spectrum dominance. You should look into the word spectrum and see what they mean by that. It covers everything. Full spectrum dominance. The Space Command spells out its purpose pretty plainly, dominating the space dimension of military operations, again, to protect U.S. interests and investment. Well, who owns the U.S. and who are they protecting? And who's the war against, we may ask. There's nothing new here for those who have been paying attention. In the 1970s, Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, bluntly stated in his book, Between Two Ages, technology will make available to the leaders of major nations techniques for conducting secret warfare, of which only a bare minimum of the security forces need to be appraised. Techniques of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of drought or storm. What we've been having for the last few years, especially since they started spraying 10 years ago. On January the 4th this year, Canadian Professor Michael Chisodowski of the Center for Research on Globalization at the University of Ottawa issued a report noting that weapons have the ability to trigger climate changes. Both the Americans and the Russians have developed capabilities to manipulate the world's climate. In the U.S., the technology is being perfected under the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program as part of the Strategic Defense Initiative. Chusadovsky wrote, recent scientific evidence suggests that HAARP, that's the H-A-A-R-P, is fully operational and has the ability of potentially triggering floods. This is in the treaty, by the way, the United Nations, written in the 70s, floods, droughts, hurricanes, and earthquakes. From a military standpoint, HAARP is a weapon of mass destruction, so much so it said in the Treaty of the United Nations that it made atomic warfare obsolete. Doubters of the military's secret plan should refer to George and Meredith Friedman's The Future of War, Power, Technology, and American World Dominance in the 21st Century. The Friedman's government touted arms experts and favorites of the military-industrial complex assert that the American experience of power will rest on the dominance of space. That's the air all around you, people. The U.S. Air Force giddily embraced the Friedman's thesis in the 1996 report, New World Vistas, Air and Space Power for the 21st Century. The Air Force report notes, in the next two decades, new technologies will allow the fielding of space-based weapons of devastating effectiveness to be used to deliver energy and mass as force projection in tactical and strategic conflict. And by the way, they have tested this out on the whole continent. State University of New York professor of journalism Carl Grossman, writing in 1999, revealed how the mainstream corporate press virtually ignores the government's pronouncements, while trade journals like Space News, Defense News, Aviation Week, Space Technology, and Electronic Engineering Times routinely report on the military-industrial complex's high-tech breakthroughs. As for chemtrail skeptics, they might want to consult Rutgers or Rutgers University political science professor Leonard Cole's book, Clouds of Secrecy, the Army's Germ Warfare Test Over Populated Areas. Chemtrail deniers are apparently happy with the thought that their beloved paternalistic government would engage in aerial spraying over densely populated areas. U.S. Representative Marty Sabo, a Democrat from Minnesota, denounced the secret Army program to spray Minneapolis and other cities with chemtrails in the 1950s and 60s. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reported on September 1994, the idea that the government would use its own citizens as guinea pigs is appalling, and I condemn it in the strongest possible terms, Sabo told a House subcommittee investigating the secret spraying, which used fluorescent tracers to mark wind patterns. By the way, in 1948, they sprayed the whole Saskatoon in Canada for 2 weeks with flying fortresses, in a deal made by the U.S. and the Canadian government, and they released various viruses on the whole population. And then with our socialist system of medical care that came in, they could trace people down through their lives to see when they died and what they died of. As for the Army, it argues that the secret Cold War era spraying was not human experimentation, since it didn't target any specific individuals. How clever, so lawyer-like, isn't it? Spray a whole mass of people, so we didn't target any specific individuals. And the cadmium sulfide is hardly carcinogenic. That's also in the stuff they're dumping on us, by the way. As they said, it was harmless, but the International Agency for Research on Cancer lists all cadmium compounds as known cancer-causing agents. Former students of Clinton Elementary in South Minneapolis told an investigating panel from the National Research Council that the Army's secret chemical spraying adversely affected their health, according to the Star Tribune. Skeptics who continue to insist the government would never be involved in secret aerial spraying, particularly in Ohio, may want to address their questions to the C-130 air crews from the 910th Airlift Wing stationed at Youngstown's Air Reserve Station. And I'll continue with this article because it's very important after this break.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi folks, this is Alan Ward, back cutting through the matrix, trying to get through with this web of deceit. And the web is all around us and all above us, and they keep spraying the darn stuff on us. But anyway, to continue with this article, it says here, skeptics who continue to insist the government would never be involved in secret aerial spraying, particularly in Ohio, may want to address their questions to the C-130 air crews from the 910th Airlift Wing stationed at Youngstown's Air Reserve Station. In July 2000, an Air Force press release bragged 15 service members from military installations in Germany and England were at Ramstein Air Base, Germany, from the 8th to 12th of May, learning how to use chemicals to destroy the enemy. The 7 airmen and 8 soldiers learned how to plan, execute, and oversee the entire process of applying what they called pesticides by air. The press release said the Youngstown Air unit will only be used against insects with their deadly diseases. Interesting way to phrase it, insects with their deadly diseases. Apparently, insects take many forms. During the Seattle demonstrations against the World Trade Organization in November 1999, CNN reported that a military air unit with pathogen capability to induce sickness in humans was deployed against the demonstrators. So that's that article on the chemical spraying that's going on. And I cannot stress enough that, you see, we're being killed off. And this barium and all the other chemicals that are coming down on us have many effects on the public. It also helps along the path of sterilization, by the way, which just happens to be one of the main goals of those who set up and run this beautiful new world order. But, you know, I wonder how far it has to go before people truly, truly start to understand that they're being done in. Done in. You know, the cancer rate now is, it's almost like every second person has cancer. And again, they're getting taught in medical school. As they come out of medical school, it's all quite natural. They don't know the cancer rates 50 years ago or 60 or 70 years ago. They're not taught that anymore. That's how easy it is to condition each generation of quacks that are put out into the workplace. We're under a totalitarian system, and they mean business because this, remember, it was an old agenda from Britain from the days of John Dee when they coined the term the British Empire. They set up a world of free trade, but a new system as well. And it was at the same time that Bacon came out with his New Atlantis, a place in the West, which was America, obviously, which would bring the whole world under its new type of civilization. And it would be run by a secret government, a government who lived literally 3 miles deep within mountains or under the ground with laboratories using science to control everything, including, by the way, the weather. The book, remember, was published, written in the late 1500s and published in 1602. You couldn't dream this stuff up. Bacon talked about the ability to try to create any kind of life form from scratch. Talk about dabbling with DNA here. This is when they had candles for lights and the horse and buggy to pull you along the road. Here's a report here, and this falls in with the line of Britain, because Britain is the premier for every, is the one that always leads the way for every other country in its new world order. Remember, the Royal Institute for International Affairs is only part of the system that came out of the Cecil Rhodes Foundation for world governments, a world government where your betters would rule over the lessers. And I can't believe it's happening at this speed in Britain. They must be so lethargic and worn down with the socialist system they've had since World War II. This is from Sky News. And it says here, I think the date was Monday, September the 1st, 2008. Thousands of secondary school pupils are to tackle completely new subjects as they return for the new academic year. A school pupil writes during a session, curriculum shake-up for secondary schools. It says, the new curriculum will see youngsters learn about subjects such as credit card debt, climate change, which is a political idea, and tackling obesity, which is the outcome of your body being tampered with all the junk you've been forced to eat now that they've modified everything. The changes will also allow head teachers in England to schedule lessons in economically useful languages, such as Mandarin and Urdu. Traditional study topics such as Shakespeare and the Second World War will remain, but themes like sustainable development, here we go with the same Royal Institute of International Affairs CFR agenda. Environmental change and global poverty, now that's what communism was about, remember? That was the equalization of wealth across the planet. So it will be given even greater focus to make people aware of their responsibilities as world citizens. World citizens, eh? It's great how these superior ones make us all world citizens without asking us. And where does that come from? The Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations. And Mr. Rockefeller hands out awards for global world citizens. It must all be a big coincidence, eh? It says pupils aged 11 to 14 will get an entitlement to cook and will be taught how to make simple, healthy meals from basic fresh ingredients, helping to fight obesity. This is from GMO Food. Who's kidding who? Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to make people a little indignant about the totalitarian system that's emerging all around them and how they passively go along with it, hoping to postpone the worst effects until the last minute. But that's not how you do things. You've got to hit them when it starts. You got to say no. You got to start saying no now before it gets any worse. And all these little council things that are going around you, you know, little areas, all these little laws they're passing, you better get there and tell them, no way, Jose. Okay? Or it's goners. It's all goners. We'll all be goners. Simple as that. You got to get involved and say no. No is a nice little word. It's quite simple to say no. Don't explain yourself. Just say no. No. Because as a sovereign individual being, you have the right to do that, yes or no. Quite simple, learn to say no. I still wonder if that's why parents were taught to tell their children, don't say no to me. It obviously is a natural thing to say. And perhaps if we grew up constantly saying no, it would be a different world, wouldn't it? This is a continuation on how bad it is in Britain, who really is ahead of everyone else on this totalitarian regime that's going to become the new utopia for the elite. The Telegraph.co.uk on September the 2nd, 2008. And it says here, councils are recruiting residents to report anyone who drops litter, fails to recycle their rubbish, that's their garbage properly, or who allows their dogs to foul the streets. And so here's the councils now recruiting snitches. It says advertisements looking for people to sign up for the unpaid or the unpaid environmental volunteer jobs have been posted across the country in recent months. Across the country, mind you, using your tax money. Critics said the scheme is encouraging a big brother society where friends and neighbors will be encouraged to snoop on one another. The recruitment drive follows news that the Home Office is granting police powers to council staff. These are these little prunes that meet in the golf course and do all the little charity stuff to get on the council board for their resumes. They're granting them police powers to council staff and private security guards, allowing them to hand out fines for low-scale offences and ask for personal details. Matthew Elliott of the Taxpayers Alliance said, snooping on your neighbours to report recycling infringements sounds like something straight out of the East German Stasi's copybook. Well, that's because it is. With council tax so high, the last thing people want to pay for is an army of busybodies peeping through their net curtains at their neighbours as they put out their rubbish. Well, it's time to buy slingshots, isn't it? Eh? It says Eastleigh Council in Hampshire has said it wants residents to monitor local environmental quality to combat issues involving recycling and waste. This is after they cut them back from garbage pickup every week to, I think, twice a month. The local authorities already employed about a dozen people who answered an ad in a council newsletter which said volunteers will be involved in reporting issues in their area such as recycling, waste, fly tipping, I'm not sure what that is, fly tipping, graffiti, dog fouling and abandoned vehicles. And the borough of Tower Hamlets in East London is advertising for similar roles within its environmental department while other councils are expected to follow suit. Now, how come they're expected to follow suit? See, they're all in cahoots together. They take their orders from a higher authority. The volunteers are not asked directly to spy on neighbours, but they're encouraged not to ignore tip-offs. A spokesman for Tower Hamlet said, these are all people who care about the environment, and they will be ambassadors for their area. I know what kind of turf I would like to have them in, since I love green so much. They will be there to report graffiti, abandoned vehicles, and so on. The local government association and environmental volunteers care passionately about their area and want to protect it, the little Nazis. They are not snoopers. They will help councils cut crime and make places cleaner, greener, and safer. It's time to buy a lot of green paint and paint these characters. They used to tar and feather them and put them on the lampposts. So cover them in green. That's what I would do. Cover them in green. Put a big sign there. No snoops wanted in this area. Because if you let this go on, you know it's going on to the next step, is to report your conversations and what topics you talk about, what you think about. That's what it's really all about. And you better hit that in the bud very quickly. No pun intended. We'll go to the callers now, and we've got Rick from California. Are you there, Rick?
Yeah, can you hear me, Alex?
I can, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Yeah, so, because some great topics tonight. I wanted to, there's three things I wanted to bring up to kind of ask you, unrelated. The first one is, last week you were talking about having experience, like a paranormal type experience, and I wanted to ask, is it necessary that one must go through this kind of experience in order to have woken up, or is it okay just to be, or can one just be satisfied to just to be, ticked off?
You should never look for someone's or some formula to wake up. Some people just suddenly it's like coming out of a coma.
Mm-hmm.
It just hits them suddenly. Other ones it's been growing quietly along the way, and then suddenly emerges until they can't ignore it anymore. They have to start speaking out.
I see.
There's different ways to wake up. And to be honest with you, most people will never wake up. That's what the elite have always known.
Yeah.
Because most people are technically hypnotics. They sort of go in and out of hypnosis all day long. They can't tell fact from fiction anymore. Their brain is so sluggish because of all the modified foods that they're eating and so on. Their sugar levels are all crazy today. Almost every other person is becoming diabetic because of the stuff we're being fed. you have to understand that not everyone is going to wake up, but it doesn't take everyone to change the course of this incoming comet. It doesn't take many people really to say the right things at the right time and to start demanding to change the direction. And the key is not to fall into the arguments which are laid out for you to fall into.
I see.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be a paranormal experience then?
You don't have to. You don't have to. Technically, too, some people can have some experience which gives them an empathy for others.
Mm-hmm.
Some will go through that, and it forces them to look at themselves, because when you look at all the evil in the world, and if it's caused by humans, maybe higher up than we are, we all have that capability somewhere at some degree, some level, maybe not to the same extent as these psychopaths do, but we all have it in us. And once you reflect on yourself, you start to understand things more, but you also start to have empathy for the effects of all this evil upon the people around you.
I see.
Yeah. The whole thing was that there but for grace go you or I, and it's very true. We could all be at the bottom of the heap, blown up like balloons on the junk that we eat, and totally out of the picture. You know?
Yeah, I've experienced that. I felt that what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask the next question is, you know, like if you have a murder weapon, like we know that a gun could shoot somebody and kill somebody, but we don't know if it was used in this particular instance or crime, and that's where courts come in and stuff. So in the case of like things like Katrina or droughts in Africa, we know these weather weapons can be used to do these things, and I have a suspicion they were.
They have been used.
How do we prove that it was? When someone says, "Where's your proof?" What do we say, or how do we?
I don't even bother with those people.
Really?
Because those people haven't even looked at the skies, obviously, for years.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when you speak out against the law, if I were to do a demonstration or write to a congressman, and they were to say, "Where's your," just laugh at me. How would I? How do
you understand? No? Your Congress are useless for you.
Yeah.
The politicians are all bought and paid for. They will not go near this topic. Now, it happened in Canada. One did, and she was the MP for Sudbury.
Mm-hmm.
And Dawn Scott, who had got her filled in on the chemtrails, she went to the Parliament in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
And the Minister for the Department of Defense stood up and said to her, "We don't have to answer your questions. This is a matter of national security." They did not deny the skies were being sprayed, but they said, "We don't have to answer questions on this." They would not answer them. So your parliaments, your governments are technically useless.
Mm-hmm.
You've got lots of prostitutes in there and psychopathic novices who are just climbing the ladder, and they smell which way the wind is going and go along with it because they want little brownie points on their resumes.
I see. And then the third one I wanted to say was, you know, before the Republican National Convention, the police were going into homes and terrorizing people, including little children.
Yeah.
And so the anarchists went out and slashed cop car tires and busted in windows. And part of me was like, yeah, you know, I was so angry. If someone had, you know, scared my little child with a gun, I want to do the same thing. But then the other part of me is like, well, this is what they're making us. They're trying to provoke the people.
It's a dialectic. It's dialectic. Simply put in action.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the condition and the response, and you're seeing it happen. They want conflict amongst the public.
Yeah.
They want us all fighting each other at the bottom, so they can say, "Look, the public at the bottom are really crazy. We have to have more enforcement, and so on and so on." So we can't fall into that trap. In fact, the communist technique was to allow things to get so bad, even stop charities from handing food out to the starving, to try and exacerbate the tensions for revolution. This is the standard technique as well. Don't fall into the standard responses. The best way to do it with these people is to shame them. You've got to shame those little henchmen. That's all they are, as low-end henchmen.
Yeah.
You shame them as to what they're doing. That's what you have to do.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, well, thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
You have a good weekend.
And you too. And we've got Joel in California. Are you there, Joel?
Alan, how's it going?
I'm surviving here.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I tell you, I wish you were back on the two-hour schedule because, man, it just seems like this 1 hour goes by so fast.
It does.
Yeah, but yeah, I have a little bit off topic from the chemtrails. Is
I was wondering if your research ever brought you across, like the, I guess they've been proven to be fake anthropologists, essentially, Carlos Castaneda and Tobias Schneebaum. Mm-hmm. And to this day, they still claim these books are nonfiction. And I was wondering if you've ever kind of come across them, and if so, what part do they play in the whole kind of mind games that are going on in culture?
Well, the mind game in culture that really started big time in the 50s, in fact, with the major sci-fi guides getting released, it was followed up quickly by the New Age movement, especially when the Beatles broke out. That was really what kicked it off. And the whole idea, and this is from Freemasonry itself, by the way, they call it possibility thinking. The guys who introduced possibility thinking were all high Masons, and it was to get you into not seeing the world the way you saw it, but looking at all the possible things you could do to change or get for yourself, or whatever, power, in other words. And out of that came a plethora of books to do with from New Age authors. It suddenly appeared there, which could take you on almost LSD trips from cover to cover. And that, again, made everything that was fantastic seem possible. And if you really get caught up in it, you would lose your ability to really rationalize for yourself. That was part of it. And it was also to create an illusion that you technically can gain power by techniques and through certain masters, which, of course, would come forward to the public, which they did through different organizations over the years, and the end product being you can become a god. And we saw that with Shirley MacLaine and others, where she declared she was God in the big documentary that was done. So it's all part of a dissociation process. You make people dissociated from a reality and caught up in a fantasy world, a fantastic world, where anything can be possible through magic, basically. Now, if you look at what's been done to the public, they're using hard sciences here. They're not using human or other types of magic as far as we can see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the dissociative process they want from using pure logic. And it also was meant to destroy what the vestiges of Christianity that told you not to dabble in magic. You see? So.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's, and they did, they gave you a lot of different authors that came out of the woodwork who were all Masons. And and they were being coached. Many of them were not single people, but there were teams of specialists. And you can find the same teams of specialists going back to the days of H.G. Wells. It wasn't just one author who wrote all that stuff. He had a whole team in a building working for him.
I see. Okay, well, now the reason I asked this question is actually because, well, not to be like super duper personal here, but when I was about 14, I was a victim of what would be called the grooming process. And part of this grooming process was the guy was like, here, read this Carlos Castaneda book, you know, and I'm 14 years old and I'm reading this. And as you had outlined there, that process that you described did in fact happened to me, you know, because I was under the impression when I was 14 that, like, this was a nonfiction book,
yeah,
based on the fact that right on the spine to this day, those books say nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on, it was almost like the dose was upped, so to speak,
yeah,
where I was then introduced to the Tobias Schneebaum books, mm-hmm, which, you know, got into all kinds of stuff. Well, you know, they end up at actual cannibalism.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of wondering, you know, like, I guess I'm sort of wondering, what op was I essentially, I guess you could say, victimized by? I mean,
yeah,
have you heard of this exact process before, or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, even within the OTO, and Crowley promoted this. He actually said it in the Book of the Law, that the greatest sacrifice you can give is your own firstborn child. His own firstborn child did die a year from birth. And Crowley had moved off to a little Italian village, where there was, you could buy any cop off and so on, so he had no problem getting away with it. But these characters were trying to encourage all this kind of stuff. So once you break reality and you break the norms and you bring people into what's called magical thinking, you can guide their thought processes into the most bizarre routes, but it's always the ones that you pick for them. And it's written in such a fantastic way, it's almost subliminal. It picks stuff from the deep unconscious and the medulla oblongata area, the brain, where everything resides, and it pulls it to the fore. So really the sleepwalking state takes over you and into your conscious life, and you're hypnotic. You're going through a hypnotic state. It could last for years. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, now, would you have any idea, like, why
this... Well, hold on, and we'll do this after the break here.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. We're talking to Joel from California about his own experiences in this whole New Age format when he followed the Carlos Castaneda and others along the mystical journey, the magical mystery tour, as they called it, in higher levels. So do you want to continue, Joel?
Yeah, sure. I guess the part that I'm you know, looking back, trying to understand and come to grips with is, well, I mean, it seems obvious that the person did it to me in a very systematic nature, like it was almost a recipe on
how... Yeah, there is a
how,
recipe. You're right on, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I guess I'm trying to figure out, was this just one guy's way of getting his jollies, or was it, you know, something that was like even more sinister? You know, was it, I guess, like, what is the, like, where would someone learn the mechanics of this? I mean, I would think a lot of people, a psychopathic personality just gets off on, you know, hurting kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering if there is something, I guess, more to it.
I know that the governments, as I say, governments and agencies, I mean, there are departments, for instance, in Britain of MI5 that literally have a place in the Cotswolds where they train people to go out into the world to create mystery and confusion. These are agents. Crowley was one of them.
Mm.
And that's what they do, and they're assigned different areas, different places. Sometimes they come out initially with fairly big money, they get big hauls, they get followers. Other ones do it more, do quietly, and will teach one-on-one. So you don't know which part of which experiment you've been part of, really. Yeah.
Oh, okay, but, I mean, to you it does sound like it was actually part of an experiment more than just one person doing their thing.
Very probably, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and I guess just wrapping up, you'd mentioned Crowley, and of course, you know, quite familiar with that. And one of the things that I don't hear people talking about too much was his first book, his Diary of a Drug Fiend.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what you made of, there was a part in there where it almost seemed, well, he basically explains the entire drug game. I guess the book was written in, what, 1919 or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he basically spells it all out. And I was just wondering, what was that all about? I mean, is that just them putting it in your face?
Face, but it's also to intrigue you. Because even when they expose something, it can be so fascinating, you might be tempted to try it. And they wanted to, and Huxley did too, the Doors of Perception, they wanted to get the public into drugs. Some of the present-day leaders that are put out there still do. They want you to go to South America and drink all these elixirs and have your various experiences. It's the same format, because maybe one out of every three people who do that will actually have an alteration, a permanent one, too, of the brain. And they will have loss of affect, etc. And these are all parts of experiments as well. So they can actually buy... Remember, too, that Crowley was part of the whole thing. He told you to go to South America as well and try the drugs down there and have your godly experiences. They've all done the same thing down through the ages, and the present ones are still doing it, in fact.
I see.
Yeah. But the music's coming in, and I gotta go, I'm afraid.
Well, thank you, Alan. Really appreciate it.
Okay, so from Hamish and myself, from a very heavily sprayed Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God, all your gods, go with you.
Gold has been.